deposit slips. The money belonged to Ten Oche Mexican Food Corporation. Police located an employee at the company's Medford restaurant, said she had lost the bag earlier. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. How's it going out there? We're ready to fire up and got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. It's where we're going to be headed and how we're going to be doing it and why we're going to be doing things timely and so forth. So that's where we're headed. This is Wynn Carpenter, and I'm in here with my co-host, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I can hear you now. Wow.
You can hear me now. And then,
can you hear me now?
Then we've got Bob Martin, our techie guy who keeps us alive in here. Thank you, Bob.
Good morning, Wynn and Terry.
So we're off and running. So where are we running to and what are we going to be doing? Well, yesterday we had a little town hall up in Modoc County, or actually Lassen County, excuse me, and we hosted Modoc County, Shasta County, and North Lassen County, a tri-county area up there in Beaver. And it was great to do because we got to meet with a lot of good folks up there, got to answer a lot of questions, and see what the temperature was up there with for them for Jefferson. And it was very well received. They asked a lot of really good questions, and we were able to give them all the information that we have to date, and they were excited about it. So they're actively going to be moving forward with us, and we're going to make this happen a wee bit more. So just wanted to share that. Had a great team go up there with me yesterday. Great shout out to Chris, who drove us up there, and Garrett, he rode shotgun, and Doyle and I, we got to have some conversations in the back, so it was really good. And then Margie Baugh, she came all the way up there from down here in Redding. She came up to support us. Janet Chandler and her husband Harold were up there, and Janet was one of the featured speakers, and she and Chris did an outstanding job of tying the knot and cinching it down really well with their conversation and their presentation. So I just want to thank all of them for doing that. And shout out to Bev and her team from Lassen County for coming from Susanville up there to get everything going. So it was a good day. We had a productive morning, or afternoon, I guess, and got to see a little bit more of the countryside of Jefferson, which is absolutely beautiful. So I just wanted to thank everybody for hosting us up there and putting it forward and making Jefferson happen. So, Terry, what are we up to?
Well, also, Stanislaus County was a great event that we did. It was a lot of fun. That was last week, and it was very, very good. We had counties, we had Mariposa County, Stanislaus County, we had Merced County, Fresno County. It was just an amazing event, and it's nice to see that people are excited about Liberty. I think the main running theme of all of this is California really is the gift that keeps on giving. What with the new bail law, I guess you don't need to post bail, with the new gas tax, which is going to drive everything way up, with the new DMV fee, which is going to be outrageous, and with the vaccination position that the state is trying to take with our kids, and rumor has it that they could be coming after us next.
For more vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they going to vaccinate us against?
Liberty.
I'm immune.
Patriotism.
I'm immune to the vaccine that they want to.
Fate.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be their MO. Anyway, tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church at 5:30, we will have our Jefferson group come in for the new folks.
But that's your computer.
We have a little technical difficulty here. We have somebody talking, which is kind of fun. It was a young lady. Getting back to what we're doing tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane at 5:30, we will be having the Jefferson meeting. So all you folks who want to learn more about Jefferson, come at 5:30. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night is Everything Jefferson. Tomorrow night's meeting will be the most important meeting on Jefferson we have had in 3 years.
There you go.
And 5 months. Tomorrow night, you need to be at the Jefferson meeting. So, folks, everybody out there, it is going to be a very historic night. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow night, May 1st, 6 o'clock, be at the Eagle's Nest Church, 3276. Now, if you can hear me, frankly, if you can see this on the computer and you're within driving distance several hours, it'd probably be a good idea to be there.
Yeah. Got some good stuff to be sharing with you and good stuff for action to be taken. So we're going to rally the troops, and if you're not there, you're missing out.
Also, I want to talk a little bit more about communication. The term almost comes up, well, you know, how do we get information? So there are several ways. One is this radio program. It's archived. It's live streamed. It's podcasted. There's no way in the world that you can't get this. Very, very easy to get. The Jefferson Messenger comes out twice a month, and that you can sign up on soj51.org or soj51.net. That still will go to .org. The .org is our new address there, but .net will still get you there. We have a phone call two times a month on the second and fourth Sunday at 7 o'clock where you can get informed. We can accommodate up to 1,000 people or more, from what I understand now, on that phone call. There's a chat room you can get on to ask questions. We have local committees. If you're in a local committee and you're meeting once a month, you need to meet at least twice a month. Once a month, in essence, I don't know about your life, but in my life, things kind of change monthly quite a bit, especially if you have kids and anything like that. So once a week, yeah, it's an effort. Yeah, but liberty isn't easy. It was never going to be easy. We have brochures, and they are amazing brochures. They're a unified brochure. It's 12 cents for 100 of them, piece. It's $12 for 100 of them. They're full color. They're trifolds. They're fantastic. They give you a lot of information. Frankly, if you read it and study that brochure, you probably could tell people about Jefferson.
Yep.
The other thing we have is gear. Okay, there are stores everywhere that have gear. I know here in town, Ace Hardware has it. The Chevron stations have it. You know, here in Shasta County, there's many, many places, and that'll be forthcoming. Another thing we have is town halls. And I know, for example, I know that Placer County will be holding, I think it's 7 town halls. They're going to be holding at all the
veterans halls. Yeah.
And so that's going to be an amazing thing. I know Wynn and I will be down there for the one on the 31st. He doesn't know that yet, but May 31st we'll be down there. But those are things that happen all the time. I mean, they're weekly that there are small town hall meetings, nuts and bolt meetings to learn and to spread the word. And we have fundraisers. I mean, there's fundraiser after fundraiser after fundraiser going on in your particular county. So those are just some of the things. And Lynn, you probably have a few more to add.
As far as the fundraisers coming up?
Mm-hmm.
We do. We have one in June, I believe it's, don't have my calendar with me, I think it's either 17th or 19th.
It is the 17th.
Thank you. Whatever that Saturday is. It's going to be hosted in Anderson, and that's going to be done by our team here in Shasta County combined with the Tehama County Group. And it's going to be, I apologize, I don't have the time, but it's going to be held on the 17th and at the Memorial Hall, Veterans Memorial Hall there in Anderson. So I just want to give everybody a shout out that that's where it's going to be. And that was where the first town hall was for Jefferson in Shasta County. So we're just going back to some old stomping grounds there and rekindle a few fires and flames and get things going. So we're going to have a good fundraiser there. It'll have auction, silent auction, live auction. It'll have a couple other good things going on. And, of course, there will be, I'm sure, a gun given away in an auction format of some sort. So we've got a great team working on that. And if any of them are listening and they can add some information to that, I'd love to have them call in and give us the specifics on that. I don't want to foul it up and say something that isn't true. So if they could do that, that'd be great. I'm not on that committee, so it's just all secondhand stuff that I've heard so far.
Again, I want to encourage everybody out there, and we'll be saying this a lot today because it's as much as we can say until tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if you have any
inklings?
Interest, inkling.
Anything. Desire.
In Jefferson.
Yeah.
in representation in Liberty tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 3276 Pacelli Lane.
Yeah.
Very, very, very important. If you have any questions or comments, you can call in to 605-4567, 605-4567, and tell us what you think. Time has come
for 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Well, we're moving on up,
piece of the pie. Heck, we're taking the whole damn thing. We're making Jefferson here, folks. That's the plan. We're working on it. So, Terry, what are we going to do? And Red just shared something with you. Something really scary.
Yeah, Red just came in, and what we were talking about was SB 18. And what it does is it gives the government permission to come into your home or without your permission and to come in and to check your kids out and to see if they've been vaccinated and how things are in your home. And this is called the Children's Bill of Rights. And Red's going to elaborate that on Sovereign Mind, so you don't want to miss that. But
sounds like warfare.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, they can just come into your home now. I mean, at what point does the lawlessness stop? At what point do we allow them to do these things? I mean, come on, folks. How much more does California have to do to you? I mean, really and truly, how much more?
And how? And to qualify someone to do that, to walk into your home, how does that work? I mean, what agency is doing this? What agency is paying for this? And we know that we're paying for that agency to do that.
The Gestapo.
Whatever you want to, the militia, mafia, whatever you want to call it, is just, I shouldn't say militia, but the mafia, is just awful that they're even considering that to be a possibility in one remote way. That's beyond obscene.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, because we don't like to leave people on hold,
yeah.
Jimmy.
Jimmy, good morning.
In Reading, buddy.
How you doing?
How you doing,
man? Gentlemen?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Now, this court case that's coming up, if you guys win, or if we win.
When we win.
When we win. That's correct. Thank you, Wynn.
When Wynn wins.
He'll win you over.
It's a win-win.
Right. So at that point, excuse my ignorance, but will it go to a vote from the people of the state of Jefferson, and will it have to pass with a 51% vote?
No. No on both, both of those accounts, no.
Okay, because that's what I was wondering because, you know, I mean, I've been, you know, telling everybody about this show. I've been passing out cards because I still get the, oh, we can't afford it, you know.
That's deal. The least of our worries is the financial component, and yes, we absolutely can't afford it.
That's what I tell them, and I say, listen to this show, because I was, you know, one of those people that was like, oh, man, you know, it'd be great if State of Jefferson happened, but I don't think it will happen, but listening to this show really, you know, it enlightened me on what's really going on. So that's what I was wondering, because I was worried that if it did go to a vote, even the people that want it might not vote for it because they don't think it would work.
Yeah, Jimmy, let me explain this, because what we're doing is we're kind of talking about two different things, and the reason I say that is the court case is about representation. The state of Jefferson is the remedy we seek for the harm that we have because of lack of representation and dilution of vote. The court cannot say, okay, the remedy you have to have, California, because we have found that there is harm, the remedy that we have here is going to be a new state, because that isn't in the purview or the jurisdiction of the court to do that. What the court can say is, or will say, is the court will say that you have to remedy this. They have a lack of representation, meaning the people of California, basically. You have to change that, and change that to having representation. Remember when, actually, when the representation was capped was really 1862. We had 417,000 people. Now, remember that. In 1879, when we did the Constitution, they just never changed it from 1862 to 1879. And, of course, we had more
people. That's the population of Stockton.
Yeah, exactly. And that gave us 120 representatives, 40 in the Senate and 80 in the Assembly. But remember that the court case does not create a new state. What the court case is gives us a remedy to the harm we've had for lack of representation, which is what? More representation. Are you out of town tomorrow, buddy? Are you going to be in town tomorrow?
Terry, we're going to be at the meeting, buddy.
All right. Well, make sure you bring
up. I have a lull in the construction right now due to other trades having to get their stuff done, and then we're going to go in there. But, no, I had last week off, and I didn't show up. I'm sorry. But this week, me and the wife are going to be there, buddy.
This will be the most important meeting. That's all I can say about Jefferson. And the question you just asked, the hint is that it will be about the question you just asked.
Oh, yay. Can't
so
wait, man.
It's going to be an amazing evening.
It'll be better than Christmas.
All right, guys. Thanks, Ann. Keep up the great work.
All right, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Right,
thanks
folks.
For calling
Bye.
In. Yeah, Jimmy's on the right track there. And he's by showing up, he'll hear what's going on. You don't show up, you don't hear. And then you may hear inklings of things, but you're not going to hear the facts. You want to be there to hear and understand what's going on and be able to ask questions. I'm assuming with the group that we have there, for the most part, there won't be a whole lot of questions asked because of the way we're going to be doing the program. Everything will be laid out.
Oh, I think there'll be questions asked. I have a little bit different outlook on that, Grasshopper. I think that we're going to be asked a lot of questions in clarity. I think the thing is, it's sort of like, you know, gee, I wanted a pony for Christmas. I'm never going to get a pony for Christmas. I'm never going to get a pony. I want a pony. I'm never going to get a pony. And all of a sudden, Santa shows up with your pony. You got to be there tomorrow night.
Yeah, the pony will be there.
So did Sally send in that song by Emmylou Harris? Is that the one she sent?
I'm just getting it on the email now, yes.
Is she? Okay, good. If she's sending in that song in Emmylou Harris, let's just play a few bars of that, and then we'll have our own rendition of that sometime.
Not today.
Just a few bars of that one.
Yeah. So, okay, we're heading off with the meeting
tomorrow. Okay, this is by the Black Mountain Bandits. Is that the song you're talking about?
We're getting a phone call. That could be her.
The State of Jefferson by the Black Mountain Bandits.
Oh.
Okay, well,
there you go.
We'll check it out. Okay. You want me to grab the phone call first?
Yeah, go ahead and grab the phone call, buddy.
Okay, so for tomorrow while he's dealing with that, we need to make sure that bring new friends. If you have friends that haven't been exposed to Jefferson yet, make sure that they show up. Make sure they understand what the impact of what's going to be going on tomorrow. Make sure you understand what the impact is going to be tomorrow. We're going to have a quick for the new folks coming in. We'll have a quick, easy meeting on that for the new program that we typically do in the separate room. We'll have a quick meeting on that, and then we'll roll over to the main meeting because there is going to be a lot of good information and there will be a lot of good feedback, and we want everybody to understand what the impact of what we're going to be doing is and how we're going to do it. And it's going to be we're going to be lighting the torch. So that's all we can say.
This is not the beginning. This is not the end. This is not the beginning of the end. But this is the end of the beginning.
Amen.
And I think we have a song coming up.
That was, we got another call. Now, that was Jimmy calling back. He wanted me to pass along to you that he was at the fundraiser at Habit Burger this past week.
That was great, and there were a lot of people there when I was there. Saw some fellow Patreon Jeffersonians in there, and we're all patronizing the place and having good food there. And a portion of what we spent went directly to the Jefferson Fund. So I want to thank Jan and the team for putting that together because they did a good job on making all the connections. And there's a lot of busy work that goes behind putting something like that together. Even though it's hosted at the facility, still making everything happen, getting all the flyers out and getting the connections, making sure dates and times are all correct, all that good stuff that has to be done for any kind of an event to occur. And Jan did an outstanding job, as usual, making sure that all flew like it was supposed to. And we're going to be having some more fundraisers, like we talked about earlier. We'll have another one in June, and we'll be getting that one going. We know that's just here in Shasta County, and I know that there are other things going on throughout the rest of Jefferson, so we want to make sure that we hear about those from the other folks that are out there so we can let everybody else on the radio know and understand what's going on.
Okay, we have Richard from Bella Vista. How you doing, Richard?
Oh, pretty good. I'd like to know, how many financial experts do you have that's really planned for an independent state? You know, considering pensions, let's say a person is midway on a CalPERS pension, what do they do?
Okay, well, I can answer that one.
Pick that up.
Let me answer that
prisons,
one.
Prisons, transfer payments, you know, people on food stamps that where the money goes to the state and the state doles it out. You know, I mean, I'd like to know the real hard financial facts.
Do you know what you need to do to hear all those financial facts? You need to attend a town hall.
Right.
Because those things take time to discuss.
You have CPAs and
yes, we do.
And attorneys.
Attorneys.
Yeah,
and people who are in the state of Richard, we can't talk at the same time, Richard. It's hard to talk at the same time.
And you got to listen for the answer before you ask the next question.
Yes. If you ask me a question, I'm happy to answer it.
Okay.
A contract is a contract. In other words, Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution of the United States says a contract is a contract. So your first question being, what happens with CalPERS? Nothing. The deal gets transferred over. The deal is the deal. They get the same deal. That's what happens. From, now, let me answer your questions.
From your Jefferson folks,
number
right?
Number two, yes, from the state of Jefferson. Number two, what happens is that when we have new people that come on, that's renegotiated. The other thing is there's a thing called the committees of separation that will enter into the state as we divide. What will happen with that is those folks will go through all that sort of stuff, the folks from California and us, and we will go through all that stuff, and we do have answers for that. We have, in fact, if you want to go to the Legislative Analysis Office, which would be good, that's the Legislative Analysis Office that does all the information like you're asking for the state of California, you can find all that stuff. So really and truly, this is the deal. When you have questions like that, that's why we have meetings on Monday night. That's why we have this radio program.
I want to hear from people that really
You can because those people will have knowledge. And it sounds to me like you must have knowledge. What did you do for a living?
Yeah, I'm an accountant.
Oh, okay. Well, then we have several accountants. In fact, we have EAs, CPAs.
Where are we going to get all this money? I mean, the only counties that want to join Jefferson are the ones that... are the most impoverished in the whole state.
We already have the money. We're going to just retain it in our own county and not send it to Sacramento.
Yeah, really, Richard, to be honest with you, you're speaking from a position of not knowing. So if you'd like to, if you come to a meeting, I'm happy to do it. Also, you can get a brochure and call the number on the back. But really and truly, we have the money. The money is there. The counties, Placer County is not a broke county. El Dorado County is not a broke county, so you probably don't even know how many counties we have.
Well, they're not. I know they're not one of the
How many counties do we have?
20.
No.
21.
We have 21. Anyway, Richard, thanks for the call, because we have other people on the line.
We do indeed have Andrew from Bernie on line two.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Hi there. Hey, I don't want to let a cat out of a bag, but I was at the Lassen meeting. And simple question, apparently the court thing is apparently in the near future, supposing it does take place and go to the Eastern District Free Court Judge Panel and then appeal to Supreme Court. Would that, do you suppose we're still enough early in the season to hit the Supreme Court this session, or would have to wait a year? Any ideas?
Well, it depends on what happens with the court case. You see, once we file and serve, I mean, once that's done, then there's usually a pretty short period of time because of the nature of the case. Which, again, now you're in Lassen County, my friend.
No, he's in Bernie.
He's
gonna be here tomorrow.
Okay, tonight. If you're gonna be here tomorrow, you are gonna not only get that question answered, but I'll tell you what, we have got some things. That will just go ahead and clarify all of that. That's why you need to be at that meeting tomorrow night. Again,
I'd love to. I'm working out of town, so it'll be difficult. I was at the last meeting yesterday, and so I don't want to let any more information out than possible. My simple question was, as far as court cases are not expedient, but the way you guys have architect or planned this out, it will be a shorter move than a normal case might be.
Yes.
Is it plausible that we could get into the Supreme Court this session, should everything work out as planned?
Well, anything's possible. I would think that I'm thinking early next year. Let me clarify that for you. Early next year, if in fact we go to the Supreme Court. But again, what happens if we win in federal court? Nobody seems to be mentioning that. And if you can't make it tomorrow... See, that's the whole thing. I mean, what if we win there? Okay, well, then the appeal process is on them, not on us. We start revving it up. So so really and truly, if you can't make it tomorrow night, my friend, I think that we probably have your contact information, don't we?
I'm on Facebook and
everything
else.
Okay, well, then you...
And I was very, very excited about yesterday's information.
Great.
Right on. Anyway, thank you, guys.
All right, my friend, and you'll get the information from us, because if we have that and you're on Facebook and on the pages and stuff, you'll get everything you need. And thank you for calling, and please call in again. Good question, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, want to take one more call?
Sure.
We have Roberta on line one.
Good morning, Roberta. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Hey. What is the name of our financial expert in Trinity County?
Richard Seal.
Richard Seal, yes.
Yes. He spoke at one of our meetings.
Yes.
Isn't that available on YouTube?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
You see,
okay, how would they look it up?
SOJ51.net, SOJ51.org. You go to videos, he's on that video. I mean, you see, here's the thing. A lot of times people, when people ask questions a lot of times, what they'll do is they'll ask a question and then they'll keep asking a question, but you really have to wait for the answer. And I think the real deal is that, you know, if you want to be informed, get educated. If you want to be informed, speak from a position of education. Comment like California that was made on a previous phone call that California doesn't have any, that has money. I mean, come on. He's borrowing the money. He took the money out of the dam to do the high-speed rail. They had a $7 billion water bond that they've already used the money up and nothing's been done yet. Sykes Reservoir has been going since 1951. California doesn't have any money. CalPERS has lost how many percentage points? I mean, really and truly. So reality is, you know, Roberta, you're know what kind of patriot you are. It's and you're an amazing person. And, you know, you typify the position of somebody saying, hey, you know, how do we get this done? How do we get liberty? Because without liberty, as you and I both know, my dear, nothing else matters, does it?
No, it doesn't, Terry. And the reason I'm calling was to give that earlier caller a place that he could go.
And that's where he can go, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for all your hard work. Hey, it's time for 51.
Amen. Thanks, Roberta. And she's absolutely right. You know, by going to the website, there is so much information on there, and the financials are on there. And there's actually a working financial sheet that you can click on, and you can change the percentages, and you can see how it affects the counties overall. You can see which counties are currently in the red, and you can see which counties are currently viable and how they're doing. And remember, in the very beginning, when we first started this movement, there were 9 counties, according to the Tim Draper 6-state split. We had 9 counties in the system as far as being Jefferson, and we were absolutely financially viable at that point.
Yeah, and that's according to the Legislative Analysis Office.
Correct.
Of the state of California. The fact is we were $15 million stronger. That's $15 million stronger than the state of New Mexico. So we, of course, weren't the richest and we weren't the poorest. I think we were around 47, something like that.
That's better than being 50.
Yeah, it's better than being 50. And, you know, California is 50 in a lot of things, 49 in education.
Well, you think about it, too, that would be 50 on day one. And then once we – and our worst day as Jefferson is our last day of California.
Yep.
Truly. And if everybody remembers that, because all the other garbage that California has restricted on us, that will go away. It will go away. We'll be able to do the things that we need to do as the citizens of a free and sovereign state, and we'll be able to use our natural resources that we have in abundance here. We'll be able to get away from these restrictive laws that cost everybody money. And how would it be? Wouldn't you like to be able to not have a state income tax? How would that be? Keep the rest of your money that you earn and not pay it to the state. Would that be like a nice, viable thing to do? You'd have extra disposable cash to spend any way you see fit, which circulates throughout the community multiple times and keeps businesses going. What a wonderful way to live. And so those are just a few of the things and a few of the little nuggets that are out there that we're going to be able to have and do. And we know that. That's the way it's going to be written into the Constitution. So those are the kind of things that we're looking at, what we're going to be doing, how we're going to be moving forward. And truly, you have to attend a meeting to get the answers. Some of these questions that are asked, you can't answer in like 2 minutes. They take time. You have to have background explanation. You have to have current information and then the forecasting of what we're going to be doing or the options of what we're going to be doing. So you have to really be able to attend the meetings so that you can see the total package. And I get where some people are cautious about the money. We get that. But as soon as we break off from California, we're going to be much better off because California is going down the slop chute. So what are they going to do? They're going to take your CalPERS. What are they going to do? I mean, you know, what else are they going to entitle on us? And guess what? The gas tax is going to be coming in November. It's here, folks. It was voted on. It's real. And it's not just gas. It's diesel. I mean, anything like that is going to be taxed up the wazoo. And that's just the base of what they're going to tax you. We currently have the most expensive gas in the nation, and then we're going to double down and do it again? Really?
Yeah.
And they said that it's going to go to fixing the roads. I call them liars. I say that's not going to happen. You look around the community and find all the potholes and how bad the roads are. You think they're going to go out there and fix those roads.
Yeah, and something like 90% of that money is federal anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the deal. You know, see, again, you know, really and truly, when we work from a position of knowledge, it's a lot more helpful than working from a position of not having the knowledge of really what's going on.
Absolutely. So I think we just need to move forward, make sure that everybody understands where we're headed. And we do answer the questions. We want to answer the questions. And that's the hard part, too. We've been in enough of these town halls that every time somebody starts asking questions and then they lead into another question without listening to the first response by us to their first question, it's just a strategy that some people have. And they don't want the answers. They just want to make things look bad. They want to make things look unviable. And things meaning Jefferson and or us, the people that are actually doing the work and making things happen and sacrificing to make sure this happens for all of us. There's a huge amount of sacrifice that goes into this. Physical, emotional, you name it, financial. There's a lot of sacrifice that goes into this, and people need to understand that. And if you have skin in the game and you're a Jeffersonian by living in the territory, you have a responsibility and a duty. Your duty as a sovereign citizen to get out there and do your part, whatever it is you can do. Janet Chandler yesterday in our town hall had a sheet of 27 options of what you can do. You know, basic little things, whatever you can do to be a true patriot to help out. And it was well done, as always, because Janet doesn't do anything halfway.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, things like that, you know, she's doing her part. She's done her part multiple times over and over again. She's helping out. She's retired. She does her thing, and she helps out and sacrifices time away from friends and family to do this. And a lot of us are doing exactly that. So we just want to make sure that everybody else understands that we're not just going to hand it over to you. You've got to earn it like the rest of us. So step up and help out. You've got to have skin in the game. If you don't, I'm sorry for you. I'm sad for you.
I couldn't agree more. But, you know, the thing we have to start looking at now, okay, what, you know, as we move on here, and again, the position that we have taken in 3 years and maybe 5 or 6 months is that of liberty representation. And we have the lack thereof. I mean, really and truly, come on, folks. We have one senator for every million people. It's mm-hmm. actually contacted by CBS and ABC, NBC affiliate last week, and she was asking about the court case, and I said, well, there will be a press release, which I can tell you all this now. There will be a press release coming out shortly. She said, well, can I have some more information about that? It seems as if the northern counties are saying that they don't have adequate representation. Mm-hmm. And I asked the reporter if she knew that we have one senator for every million people and one assembly person for every 500,000. She told me she did not know that. I said, well, what we're doing with this court case is we're seeking representation for everybody. I mean, representation is something that everybody wants and everybody needs and everybody should have, and we're guaranteed that by the Constitution. So that's exactly what we're doing. Anyway, I think that we need to get off to a break here, which will be most likely our last break. And you've got something for us, Bob?
Right. The Emmy Lou Harris song is Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight, but think California instead of Louisiana. We can go out with that if you like, and then we'll come back with the new Jefferson song.
Go for it, Bob.
All right. Again, the number to call is 530-605-4567 if you'd like to contribute to Jefferson State of Mind this morning on AM 1460 KCNR.
Lord, Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hands. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She say, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around, gotta roll between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go around and around, nobody knows. Goes on forever. Oh, that old highway goes on forever. Lord, you never will.
never known when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Live in Louisiana in the broad daylight.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Redding. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
Okay, we're back at it. Now, we just had something pointed out to us, which is another wonderful thing to think about. So we're going to have – the gas tax is going to hit us in November.
Mileage tax.
No, gas tax is going to hit us in November.
Oh, yeah.
Gas tax is going to hit us in November.
Right.
Then we have the mileage tax is going to hit us in 2018. And then on top of that, the 141% increase in DMV registration fees. How much more do you have to take – and that's just from the DMV, those three things. How much more do we have to have as far as being tortured, where they're going to take your money, they're reaching into your wallet or your pocket, and they're taking your money. How much more do we have in order to see that clearly California is not out for our best judgment? They're not looking out for us. And so when this information was shared with us, then picture yourself out in a raft in the middle of the ocean, and there's sharks swimming around you. And your life jacket is an inflatable kind of a life jacket. It's got a slow leak. And you've been out there for 5 days, and the last fresh water you drank was 2 days ago. You're a little parched, and you see no end in sight. You see no land in sight. Then all of a sudden, this boat comes right up. They see you. They pull up next to you. They tell you, throw off the jacket and swim over here. What do you do? That's where we're at. We're swimming from the life, from that little dinghy that's leaking, and so is the life jacket. We're swimming. We're in the process of swimming from that little boat to the big boat, which says Jefferson on it.
And all you have to do is get in, and
that's it.
And that analogy is brought to you by Red Smith.
Red Smith.
Yes, except he used some colorful metaphors with it, which made it wonderful.
Yeah, we cleaned it up because we had to do that.
Yeah, that's a redism, and those are always good. And there's more redisms coming here next hour. He's got some good ones. He's on one today because his Raiders and our Raiders got three good draft picks. So he's excited about that.
A little adrenaline flowing out there. Now, if you're not on the chat room, if you can get on the chat room, when the gentleman called from Bella Vista and he was asking us about the financials, Sally, thank you very much, went in there and she loaded up the videos that has Richard Seal from Trinity County who explains the financial components, and then he also another one with Mark Baird who also talks about the financials. So thank you, Sally, for being on it and snapping, getting to it as quickly as you do. Always wonderful to have you on our team doing that. So I just want people to know that you can view the videos there and or just go to the website and look for the financial component, and there are videos in there as well. So either way, the information's there. And we're sharing it. We share it on a regular basis. So I just want to let people know it's there. And then ask the questions. And you can email us, too, on our website. You can email us questions on there. We're happy to respond to those. So you have sources. We have information. We've done lots of homework on this stuff. And we have great, brilliant people within the territory of Jefferson that are adequately and beyond adequately qualified, overqualified to analyze this information and put it together. And they've vetted it. And they've gone through, Terry said, the LAO's office, because they receive all the information from all the counties throughout the state. So they took, our team took all that information, because that's what's reported. And by law, it should be correct. They glean that information out of there, and then they look at the county's information and vet that. So there's a lot of back and forth, checking things out, seeing where we're at, and using every piece of information we have to come to the decision that, yes, we are financially viable, we will be financially viable, and we will be even more so. More than likely, we'd probably be one of the top richest states in the nation within 5 years.
And the prerequisite to asking a question is waiting for the answer.
Correct.
And wanting an answer rather than just to bloviate.
Correct.
Okay, we have that new State of Jefferson song that Sally sent. It's the State of Jefferson by the Black Mountain Bandits. So are we ready to listen to it now?
Go for it.
All right.
Barstool. Kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the State of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double-crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads to hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill.
lives in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. The beauty of the sunsets never gets old. The winding rivers are filled with gold. And the pine stands tall and sway. And the coast takes your breath away. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. In your soul, in your soul, in your soul. So you see, young man, there's a greater plan. It's so easy to see, there's a rainbow brewing, a rainbow brewing from the mountains to the sea. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. Talking about the state of mind, son. About the state of Jefferson.
Yeah. The Black Mountain Bandits and the State of Jefferson.
I think we found our new theme song.
Wow. Wow,
those
they are
guys
great.
Are talented.
Oh, man.
Great vocals.
Yeah, great.
Instrumentals. I mean,
yes.
Lord. I mean, if that doesn't get you, nothing will.
Yep. And we have Doyle on the line because he knows how to button things up.
Hey, button boy. What are you doing?
You're always right on the button. You're there, aren't you, Doyle?
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Yes, you're on the button, aren't you? You're always on the button.
I just wanted to say that, July, I'll be 65 years old. I spent over 20 years in the military, and that song just put goosebumps on me and tears to my eyes. God bless you guys.
Yeah, well, thanks, Doyle.
They're amazing. They're an amazing group, and they contacted Sal, and, boy, it'd be nice to – I wonder if they could do a concert or something.
Mm, we could
have them out. So kind of you fun. Guys just hang in there, and we'll all keep working and get this through.
There you go.
We will get it working, my good friend.
Thank you for all your work, too.
Yeah, you've been amazing. Doyle's one of those folks that, boy, if you ask somebody to do something, he gets it done. He knows how to button up things. That's supposed to be funny, Doyle, that private joke. you're always on the button.
He was with us yesterday and did an outstanding job. Thank you, Doyle.
Always does. And tomorrow night, buddy, tomorrow night's going to be
I'll
a biggie.
I'll be there.
6 o'clock.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Also, just wanted to report, too, Robert pointed out to me, and I overlooked it, but Sally also posted the report, the LAO report, on the chat room site. But that's also on our website as well. So you can check that information out. It's got the address on here, where to go and check all the information out and, you know, vet us. Check it out. If you find something that's wrong, let us know.
So what you're saying is, if you have a question, then you seek the answer, and if the answer's there, then that answers your question.
And do you know? And do you know, we've been doing our homework long enough to do this, and thank goodness Sally's listening because she's right on it on the computer, click and paste, so she does an outstanding job.
Well, folks, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 3276, Bocelli Lane at Eagles Nest Church, the biggest, the best Jefferson meeting ever. You need to come. Time has come. 51.
Bye.
Sovereign Minds is coming your way next on KCNR's Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Authorities in East Texas now say at least four people have been killed as a series of tornadoes pummeled parts of three counties east of Dallas. They caution that the death toll, originally put at five, could rise again as search teams go through the extensive wreckage. Canton Mayor Lou Ann Everett says multiple tornadoes that began late yesterday afternoon left, quote, heartbreaking and upsetting destruction, 35 miles wide and 15 miles long. Residents marked the 25th anniversary of the Los Angeles riots yesterday with peaceful marches and calls for a better future.
Hundreds of people rallied at the intersection of Florence and Normandy Avenues in South Los Angeles. That's where all